Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history. And sports history is made each and every day. And we're going to give you just a small sampling of some of the great athletes that made great events happen in their sport and the uniform numbers that they wore while they did it. But before we do that, let's make sure that you know how to get in contact with us. We would love to have your feedback. Email us, and that address is pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Make sure you do that. We'll get right back to you, and love to hear your feedback. Now, those uniform numbers for this October 19th for your sports break. Uniform numbers 3, 6, 18, 15, 9, 4, 24, and jersey number 15. It all starts October 19th, 1932, when Jimmy Fox, number 3 of the Philadelphia Athletics, won the American League Most Valuable Player Award. And the Philadelphia Phillies, number 3, Chuck Kline, won the National League MVP. It was a year where both Philadelphia teams had a most valuable player for the respective leagues. October 19th, 1943, the New York Yankees second baseman, Joe Gordon, number 6, announced his retirement from baseball. But the future Hall of Famer would come out of that retirement and play off and on through the 1950 season with both the Yankees and later the Cleveland Indians. October 19, 1949, the A's traded second baseman number 18 Nellie Fox to the White Sox for number 15 Joe Tipton. October 19, 1957, the Montreal Canadian number 9 Maurice Richard became the first NHL player to score 500 goals. Known as the Rocket, he enjoyed a very fruitful career in the National Hockey League. October 19, 1966, Bobby Orr made his NHL regular season debut for the Boston Bruins wearing that number 4 he made so famous against the Detroit Red Wings on that evening. October 19, 1974, Detroit Red Wings number 24, Mickey Redmond, scored the first hat trick against the Washington Capitals franchise. October 19, 1975, the Cleveland Browns number 12, Don Cockcroft, kicked a club record 5 field goals in a single game. I know I still can't get used to that, having a kicker be number 12. You think of that mainly as a quarterback number, but Don Cockcroft was definitely number 12 for the Cleveland Browns. October 19th, 1997, it was the 700th recorded home run hit in the World Series when Cleveland Indians slugger number 15, Sandy Alomar, smashed a shot over the wall to make that number 700 in the history of the World Series. That's quite an accomplishment, quite a milestone to be hit for all of baseball, as everyone celebrated that day. So we're so glad that you joined us for this little sports break to give you this sports history, the uniform numbers, the athletes, and we do this each and every day. Hope you'll join us each day. If in the meantime, if you want some more sports history, well, go to sportshistorynetwork.com. There are our podcasts, which is this one that you're listening to, and Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Orville Mulligan, our audio drama that's set back in the 1920s with a fictional sports writer covering actual events in sports history. It's a great educational thing. We have a piece over on the Army-Navy game 1924. It was out just yesterday. We have that re-released, and it's great things. We got some good stuff coming up here in the next couple months. I think you will really enjoy and really enjoy the sports history. Orville Mulligan, sports writer. Your favorite podcast provider has it, or go to OrvilleMulligan.com. Now, also, go to PigskinDispatch.com and JerseyDispatch.com for more great sports history in writing, and you'll check out our podcasts and everything else we have going on there for you. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.